As many of you have no doubt heard by now, there's been a lot of breaking news lately about how the FBI may have played a significant role in organizing the January 6th Capitol riot, which is of course described by many as an insurrection. According to many of the same reports, the FBI was similarly involved in the kidnapping plot against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I'm going to include a link to a Zero Hedge article from yesterday that does a good job summarizing these revelations. I'll put that in the comments section below. I encourage you to check out that article as well as a Revolver article that I will also link to below. And as you can imagine, the left is going crazy, again, in response to these revelations, and while tackling their protestations in some detail might be a fun exercise in future episodes, for now, I want to focus on considering the plausibility of this sort of behavior on the part of the American FBI. The FBI, ATF, CIA, NSA, and other alphabet appendages of Mordor have been taking on water in recent decades, reputation-wise, as their true nature becomes more and more clear in the wake of books like Poisoner-in-Chief and articles like The Revolver piece. Then there's Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks. I mean, thanks to these people, we've learned a lot about the truly evil institutions, systems, and tentacles spreading out from DC across the globe and into each of our personal lives. It's incredibly important that we desire, seek, find, and share truth wherever it is, especially hard truths about the institutions and systems that hold the USSA together by, among other things, trying to keep us in the darkness or drag us back into the darkness if we dare to peek our heads out and question the American system's official narrative on things like, for example, the FBI. It's important for us to ask and answer questions about the FBI, the NSA, the ATF, and the CIA, especially when it comes to those organizations' involvement in everything from Ruby Ridge and Waco to introducing the American culture to LSD and performing tests on unwitting Americans using things like LSD. When we understand the well-established and long-running track record of the USSA's central agencies' involvement in downright evil, life and culture-destroying activity with clock-like regularity and on a massive scale, we'll see that, at the very least, our Big Brother DC-based system certainly has the character, motive, and opportunity to do something like egg on the January 6th so-called insurrection. And, as we have seen since the late hours of that very day, the DC-centered power system has certainly used January 6th to increase its power and justify painting most substantial political opposition as dangerous and insurrectionist. The very good news and very thick silver lining in all of this is that it's just not working anymore. People are waking up. They're seeing the true nature and character of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the ATF, and they're seeing it more clearly with every book, article, and story produced on things like Ruby Ridge, Waco, Edward Snowden, and WikiLeaks. Where just a decade or so ago, the vast majority of Americans were willing to just put on their blinders and pretend not to notice the glaring contradictions between USSA propaganda and the real world around them, that propaganda just isn't holding up anymore. It's cracking, crumbling, and fading fast into the same dustbin of history currently housing its USSR counterparts. And that is a beautiful thing. If you have any thoughts on the true character and value, or danger, posed by these alphabet agencies of the USSA, please share them in the comments section or connect through any of the social media platforms listed at hellraiserreport.com. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and big government anti-freedom in general, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to this channel, share this video, and get connected with me at hellraiserreport.com.